state lawmakers today heard an update on a proposal to get natural gas from the North Slope to South Central Alaska. The project concentrates on in-state delivery and involves a slightly larger gas line than previous plans. House Speaker Mike Chenault and Representative Mike Hawker have been pushing a pipeline in recent years and say they plan to reintroduce a gas pipeline bill this next session. KSKA's Daisha Eaton reports.
The Joint In-State Gas Caucus met in Anchorage to get an update from the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. Frank Richards is the Pipeline and Government Affairs Manager with the agency. He presented an update on the Alaska Standalone Pipeline. He says the project will run a pipeline from Prudhoe Bay to Beluga Point McKenzie, but it has a new design premise, the main feature being a slightly larger pipeline with lower pressure.
But what this also means is that we will be able to provide that gas to Fairbanks and to other communities along the way at a significantly lower cost.
Previous plans included a 24-inch pipeline, plus costly processing facilities and compressor stations along the way to handle higher pressure. Richards says the plan still calls for moving 500 million cubic feet of gas per day, the AGIA limitation, but Richards says the changes have many benefits.
We're going to eliminate costly facilities along the line. We're going to have industry standard pipes, fittings, and equipment. And we'll have a lean gas case that will still allow for the inclusion of propane if there are propane options or propane needs along the line to be met to meet interior Alaska's needs. And then the lean gas means that greater access for Alaskan communities, no need for expensive straddle plants, lower operating costs.
Richards also reported that the environmental impact statement for the more than 700-mile-long pipeline is complete and that the agency has acquired the necessary state rights of way. Federal rights of way are still being sought. The legislature created the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation to advance a standalone pipeline in 2010. State Representative Mike Chenault pushed for the gas line along with Representative Hawker last year in the legislature. It passed the House but died in the Senate. Hawker says it's an important measure.
We have to look at getting natural gas into the hands of Alaskans as a public works project. Just like highways and sewers, water and sewer systems are public works projects. Right now, with the cost of energy in the interior and with the looming natural gas shortage here in Cook Inlet, I can assure every one of us as elected officials that the first time the pilot lights go out, a house goes cold, or you flip the switch and the lights don't go on, our public is going to be asking, why didn't you make this a sufficient priority?
Hawker says legislators are trying to get a jump on the session, preparing new pipeline legislation, and already have a 42-page bill. Officials estimate the project will cost $7.7 billion. The AGDC is asking for $400 million from the legislature in 2013 to fund the project. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.